Perak Aleph Mishnah Tes. Mokam Hayisham Ama Al Ama. There was also in the Beis Hamikdad a spot that was a one Amma by one Amma. V'tavla Shoshayish, and there was a marble slab on that spot. V'tabas Haisa Kavua Ba, and it had a ring that was attached to it. V'shashalash Shemavtachayis Hayu Tluyas Ba, and then underneath that slab was a chain, and there were the keys of the Zara were hanging on that chain. Now, Higia Hana'ila, when it came the time to lock up the Beis HaMikdash, Higbias the Tavla B'tabas, the Kohen would lift up the slab, the marble slab with the ring, and he would remove the keys from the chain, and he would lock the doors from the inside. He would be, again, inside the Beis HaMikdash, so he would be locking the doors from the inside. Uben Levi Yashin Lo Yimibachutz, and then the Levi, who was watching the Beis HaMikdash, he was, again, that was his designated makom, as a shomer, as a guard, he would watch it from the outside. It says here, Yashin, of course, either it's basically that he sat outside, not necessarily that he slept outside, but in any event, that was the makom of the shomer for the Levi, was outside. Government Milinoi, once he finished locking up, he returned the keys to the chain, and then he put back the marble tab, the marble slab of marble on the place. And he put his pillow or his clothing on top of it. And that's where he would sleep, so he'd guard the keys. Now, again, similar to what we learned in Masech Tastamid, let's say when the Kahanim had a mission during the night. So he went down into a tunnel that was actually underneath the actual building, which is the way they would call the Beis HaMikdash. So the Bira was the building, the Beis HaMikdash itself. And inside the tunnel were torches that were burned on each side. And that tunnel would lead out into the outside of the Azara, and it would go into the mikveh. So he couldn't go through the Azara, but he would go underneath the complex, through this tunnel, and then he would go into the mikveh, and then he would return to the Beis HaMikdash until they opened the gates in the next morning, and then he would leave. Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov says, "V'mesiba ha'ilechas tachas achel, yetziv ha'ilech loy betadi." No, he did not go back to the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, he went through another passage that went underneath the Chael, and it would go and it would open up into the northern end of the Har HaBayis, and he would depart from the Har HaBayis through the Tadi. That was one of the gates that we said was on the northern part of the Har HaBayis, and that's how he would depart the Har HaBayis. There's a machlokes in the Mefarshim whether Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is arguing on the Tanakhama or not. Some say he disagrees, that the Tanakhama said that they waived to allow him to come back to the Beis HaMikdash until they opened the gates, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says no, he had to leave immediately, and some say that they all agree. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is just describing what happened after he came back and how he would leave the Makom HaMikdash. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Har HaBayis HaYechamesh Meyes Amo HaChamesh Meyes Amo. The Har HaBayis was itself a square of 500 Amos by 500 Amos, so 500 square Amos. Now, Rubai Minadarm, the largest area of the Har HaBayis was on the south side. Sheni Lo Min HaMizrach, the second largest area was on the eastern side. Shlishi Min HaTzafen, and the third largest area was on the north side. And Miutai Min HaMarav, and on the west side was the smallest area of the Har HaBayis. And the reason is, Mokam Shoy Roiv Midasai, the place where it was the largest area, Shom Haya Roiv Tashmisha, that's where it was used the most. So again, if you think about where how Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash was situated, the Beis HaMikdash and the whole Har HaBayis complex was all the way to the north of Yerushalayim. So the whole city was sort of opened up to the south for the most part. So most people came in through the south side. So the south side of the Har HaBayis was where most of the use of the Har HaBayis was. That's where all the traffic was, foot traffic, so on and so forth. On the other side, on the western side, there really wasn't anything behind it. So therefore, that area, so basically between the Azara and the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the wall of the Har HaBayis, was the most narrowest and the smallest area of the entire Har HaBayis complex. Also, when people entered the Har HaBayis, they'd always move to their right, so that's why you went from the south, then you went to the east, then to the north, and finally to the west.